Welcome to Pediatric Dentistry from A to T, the podcast that covers all aspects of pediatric dentistry, clinical, business, wellness for dentists, and leading-edge science. It's all right here. And now your host, Dr. Jared Johnson.
Welcome to another episode of Pediatric Dentistry from A to T, and I am super excited to continue my wellness journey tonight and have Dr. Trudy Ann Frazier. I saw you on a Viva Learning webinar, and you're on Instagram at the Tiny Tooth Doc, and you've gone to dental school here in Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee. You were valedictorian and pursued a career in pediatric dentistry and went on to the Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. And I'm sure you had a great experience there. And you're also a proud graduate of Oakwood University in Huntsville, Alabama, and practicing as a pediatric dentist, but more importantly, practicing wellness. So welcome on the show, Dr. Trudy Ann Frazier.
Thank you so much. And now, can I call you Dr. Jared, Dr. Johnson?
Whatever. Yeah, Dr. Jared or Jared, whatever is easiest for you.
Perfect. I am so thankful to be here. And honestly, it's refreshing to see and know and be able to virtually meet another practitioner in our space that sees and values wellness. It's a breath of fresh air. It's exactly what I needed to keep having me push.
Yeah, and I think you've got a lot of exciting things. You've actually lectured, I saw it, Smiles at Seas, is that correct, on wellness, and you're really embracing kind of some of the key components that we see. And if you're not following her on Instagram, I would encourage you to, again, Tiny Tooth Doc, you're sharing these wellness tips. What's your story behind all this? Because we all have one that's individual, and everyone's wellness journey is different.
Everybody's wellness journey is different. So a little bit of correction. So I did not speak at Smile at Sea, but I competed in Dentistry's Got Talent, which is they're kind of under the same umbrella. They're both owned by a wonderful guy, Elijah Desmond. So that's why you kind of saw the Dentistry's Got Talent. But I've spoken at ADA. I mean, it's been good. The dental stages have been wonderful. You asked about my story. So this is my 11th year of practice. And 2 years in, Jared, I could not turn my head to the right and I could not raise my right arm. Every time I tell this story, I do it because if I'm honest with you, I am so thankful and so proud that I've combated some of that pain and that tension. And I said some intentionally because it's still there, but it's not chronic. So I burned out. I was in a toxic work environment. I was in a toxic marriage at the time. I've since been divorced and remarried. I've been married for 4 months this month.
Congratulations.
So excited about that. A lot more peace. And honestly, I'm a recovering control freak and perfectionist. And I think I have a belief that our profession kind of attracts that. And if you didn't have it coming in, when your instructor in dental school tells you that this is a millimeter off and tells you you get a C for this, it forces you to think in millimeter increments. And I mean, it doesn't translate to real life. So when those patients come in 10 minutes late and now your schedule is all wonky, those things, you got to figure out how to cope and not be that millimeter thinker because it doesn't work. So I burned out. I honestly found myself on the floor crying one night and I couldn't believe this was my life. So it started with a chiropractor and a physical therapist. And I've just built my wellness team since then. And it's daily little small things.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. I've, you know, definitely been in a similar situation, not from the same circumstances. Your story is obviously different than mine, but it's really tough. I mean, I was in the back office and I was just in tears, like where I was at, and it was not good. And that's really kind of what led me to be on this journey. I really think what's interesting about yours is the physical side of thing. Can you talk about how important it is to take care of yourself physically? I see you doing all these wonderful dances, which are a great part of, I think, the culture that you really adhere to, being from Jamaica. And I really see the value in exercise myself. What have you done to help move that forward in your life?
Yeah. So I'm going to put this out in the atmosphere because I have to keep myself accountable. So I do yoga, and I don't necessarily subscribe to the spiritual aspect. I think I came from a very conservative background. I am from Jamaica, but more so than the country, it was my religious belief. So I shied away from yoga until I met a young lady that had rheumatoid arthritis. And she said, if I don't do my yoga stretches, I can't move. And though I didn't have the disease that she had, I couldn't move. And when I started to do my wrist stretching and my finger stretching, and honestly, our body needs a balance of strength and mobility. And because of the chronic and static positions that we're in day in and day out, we're twisted to the left if you're right-handed. And if we're pediatric dentists, you're really twisted all around because you're trying to prep on this moving target. So actually engaging those our core, building our core so that we can stack our rib cage on top of our pelvis so that we're breathing properly. So our muscles are getting in, I almost said our muscles are getting energy. Our muscles are getting oxygen. And then our back muscles, a lot of times we're lean like this. So strengthening those back muscles so that we can sit up tall. I think just having that strong back and strong core is really the foundation to having us have more longevity in our career.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was in a not a good situation with my health and I wanted to get better. And I started this program called Basement Beast, and the instructor Fabian talks about the core. And then you don't realize your back, they got to be in balance. You can't just have a strong core, but you have to have the back so it's not pulling in one direction. And those exercises are actually probably some of my most enjoyable exercises, because I don't feel like they fatigue you as much as like doing legs or arms and things like that.
Yeah.
What else do you do to practice self-care throughout your day?
So when I have a tough case, which Jared, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh my gosh, I've been practicing for 11 years and I never have screaming kids and every child is perfect and every parent is perfect. I will not paint that silly picture. We have tough days. And the first thing I would say is during the day, especially if I know I'm going to go do a toddler exam, or if I know this patient is uncooperative, I actually put my clear earbuds in. I try not to use the orange ones because they're more obvious, but I protect my hearing both from the screaming of the patient and from our drill or even our suction, our dry shield or ISO light. I protect myself from that. That's one way to take care of yourself during the day. The second thing I know is if I'm starting to feel pain, I go in my office, I take 2 minutes. If I have 30 seconds, that's what I'm taking, but I at least try to do 2 minutes. And I do some chair stretches, which I need to do some more Instagram videos with those chair stretches, because honestly, those stretches keep me active. They keep me mobile. They keep my body moving and flexible.
I think posture is one of the things that we kind of forget about. You're bending over and trying to get a better view. And it's just, you got to be able to take that time to take care of yourself so you can move on to the next case. And it's okay if you have to, like you said, take 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a perfect amount of time. You're not going to run behind 2 minutes. You're going to catch up somewhere else. Patients are used to waiting a little bit on us. I think we kind of forget that when we're running a little bit off schedule. It's just, we got to remember what we need to give some kids more time and some kids don't need it as much. So I know I had one of those tough days yesterday and it was almost everyone was like you said. So I totally get it, but today was easier and there are ups and downs, but being able to manage that with some of the techniques that you're talking about are great. Another component, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, the last thing I was going to say is at the end of the day, I'm starting to learn how to practice mindfulness. And I'm going to start incorporating that in my lecture, because I think you see how you said yesterday was hard, but today was easier. Imagine carrying yesterday's stresses and stressors and tension in your body or in your mind into today. And then that building up by Friday, 5 o'clock, we are in Jamaica. We say pop down. That's it. You are just overwhelmed and that can lead to burnout. So I try not to neglect the mental portion. And I like to listen to my Calm app and just release. And I found out about this new app. I think it's called Timer. Let me look it up really quickly. It's called Time. I'm going to get that to you at the, by the end of the recording. But that app actually has a sound bathing. And that I just take a time and I breathe in and breathe out. Even 5 minutes, I feel like I'm releasing the stress of that day.
Yeah, another one that I've used is Headspace. That's one I think you might see some more benefits coming from some organized dentistry from what I know. It's just great to have someone to lead you through that. And it takes a little bit of time. I know Apple's got their breathing on their watch too. That's helpful when you just need a little bit of time to breathe. Another component that a lot of people, I think it's uncomfortable, I think, in our culture to talk about, which is spirituality. And I'm a big believer in this, and I love how you incorporate that into your message. And I just think it doesn't matter what you believe. I think we all are believing in the same God, whether you're practicing a different religion than I think that is pretty clear that it's all the same God. It's just we interpret it in a different way. And how has spirituality impacted you and your wellness journey? And how is that important to you to stay level?
To stay grounded. I like what you said. It's all our interpretation. And whether I'm a respecter of all beliefs, all religions, whether it's Christian or Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu, I respect it because I think the center of it is really peace and kindness and most importantly, love. For me, my spirituality keeps me grounded. So staying focused and keeping the right perspective. So I think I made mention to you that I had jury duty today. I said that with a smile because honestly, Jared, I had to focus on what was good. What good can come from this? What can I learn and how can I grow from just this experience? And who can I meet while I'm in this room? And how can I pour into them something good? And ironically, I ended up speaking with somebody today and she said, oh my gosh, I had to hear that message that things are happening for us and not to us. Because that jury selection period and experience was brutal due to the nature of the case. And thankfully, we're not doing that in our daily lives.
Yep.
But just listening to all of the trauma, we really had to have just a good perspective. And I felt it weighing on me. And that's the same thing that with our daily lives. Our patients, our parents, they come into the office with us with their own baggage, their own expectations, their own unreasonable expectations. And we have to be grounded. We have to have our boundaries. We have to have our faith rooted in something made with peace, especially when those parents or kids are unkind, especially after we get bit. Oh my gosh. Right. So my spirituality just helps me have the right perspective that things are happening for me, not to me, and that everything happens for a reason and that there's purpose in our pain.
I love that message. In our church group just 2 weeks ago, we were talking about why do bad things happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're not great things, but from every experience you have, there's something that you can learn. And I just started, one of my mentors suggested this book called The Gap and the Gain. And you have everything to gain from it, the experience you have. If it was negative, you have something to learn, and that's the gain. But if you focus so much on the negative, you're in the gap and you're not able to let that go and move forward. And that's kind of what I've taken away from this book a little bit from, you know, experiences. And yeah, maybe I made a mistake, but here I can learn from it and get better. And I think that's a great message that you shared. And I think that's really special. I want to move on to one last thing here, which is really exciting to me. And I'm a little bit jealous that I can't attend, but this is something that you do, a wellness retreat in Jamaica for healthcare practitioners. You don't have to be a dentist. You could be a dental assistant. You could be a nurse. You've had awesome reviews on your website. What is Rejuve Retreats? It sounds like a great way to just take a step back. This is happening. I see more and more of these, and I'm so proud of you for doing this for women in healthcare. And I think this is impressive. I mean, to be honest, to put that together and have a great group of people come and wow.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me because it is my passion. I have something kind of like what your mentor said in that book, the gap and the gain. I believe that there's purpose from my pain, and Rejuvretreat is almost the beauty for my ashes story. It's the thing that God, who I know to be true, kind of placed on my heart and my mind on how can I allow this experience, this painful experience that I had, this burnout that I had, this toxic marriage experience that I had, how can I use it, learn from it, and then turn around and help somebody else and either help them avoid it or help them to get through it while they're going through it? So for me, I always tell people dentistry is what I do, is not who I am. Who I am is a lover of persons, of people, and I want people to excel, which in turn, of course, makes you a good dentist. But I love that portion, the Rejuvretreats, and it's short for rejuvenate. And as of last month, I actually opened it up to all women, not just healthcare professionals. I need to change a website because wellness is not just for healthcare professionals. Wellness is for everyone with two legs and a mouth. And I know what you're going to say. That means you need to open it up to men. I've had five guys reach out, Jared.
That's impressive. So I think that just speaks to the work that you're doing. You should be proud of that. And, you know, I think if you want to leave it to women and do another one, there may be a niche for you to do it for men, or there may be a niche for you to do it a few that are
co-ed.
I think it's great. I think we're seeing a lot of more, I guess, conferences that are, people aren't attending the big ones anymore. They want to go to a conference with a small group of people where they can have a connection. Yeah. And you look at Bourbon and Baby Teeth, you look at, you know, Mommy Dentist and Business. It's kind of these smaller groups of niches that are, how do I fit into this group and how do I see myself a part of it, rather than these big, huge conferences like Greater New York and Chicago Midwinter, which I love, but I think people want that connection that you're bringing. And what does it involve? Like, so how is it structured? How do you structure the course to make it so people are becoming rejuvenated, which you have titled the course?
Yeah. So my speaker title is How to Avoid Burnout by Focusing on Your PMS. So of course, when I'm on the stage, I tell the guys, I'm going to give them PMS today. And I'm sure they're excited about that.
But Practice PMS, Managed Systems. Is that what it stands for? That's what I would think.
That's the second time I've actually heard that today. PMS actually stands for Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Wellness. So I break up the retreat in those three pillars, and we do yoga and we do stretches that are catered to anyone that has a desk job or someone that's sitting or someone that's in a static position. So focusing on strengthening the core and mobilizing your hips and that rotator cuff muscle that we surely do love to work. We also do, for in terms of the mental portion, we do things that focus on mindfulness. I think I said earlier that we need to release the day at the end. So breath work, meditation, and not necessarily in a spiritual realm, but a realm that you're able to take a pause and see yourself. This is going to sound really crazy, but see yourself in the moment. So bring yourself to the awareness so that as you leave the moment, you're also more aware of how you are showing up and how the world around you is affecting you. I find that when we're busy, or when I'm busy, let me speak about myself, I'm not as aware as when I'm able to sit still. So learning how to sit still in the midst of the busyness, or even learning how to take moments in the day in order to be more present. So you can see, oh, I need to stretch a little bit more. I need to be more mindful of not leaning my head like this and hunching over so that you can carry it. The whole goal of the retreat is to teach you strategies to focus on that physical, mental, and an umbrella under spiritual is the emotional intelligence portion. So a lot of the coursework is about that. How do I become more emotionally aware? How do I build my emotional IQ? So once again, I realize how I show up, and then you show up better after you've worked on yourself.
Yeah, I think one of the things that, I mean, these all things should be taught, I think, as a part of dental school. And there's just not enough time in dental school to learn everything you need to, like, you don't grad, you start your education when you graduate. It's not the, it gives you the basics, but you don't have all these resources. And one of the things we've actually worked on at my office is how do we structure things so that we can better take care of ourselves and not have, like you said, all those crying kids at one time. If we know there are four crying kids that are bad, why are we scheduling four of them all 4 in the morning for me to have a miserable day?
Right. If 4 in the afternoon, right? When you've got to be home. It's funny you said that because I think I was listening to, I don't know if it was your webinar or your podcast. I was listening to something you sent me and you were saying how you classified the patients. I don't know if you did the Frankl system where you
did Frankl,
and then we did F1, whatever it was. You don't put two ones back to back. The next day, I kid you not, I had 3 papoose kids back to back.
But that's part of the, I think that's part of, which is what I'm working on, is I'm working on an actual lecture for what are the systems, which are you talking about, the system, physical, mental, and spiritual, but what are the structure engineering controls we can implement as pediatric dentists to, you know, and maybe just general dentists. You don't want to do, I don't do implants, but you probably don't want to do an all on 4 case, 2 of them back to back. I mean, it's probably not fun. But just how do you structure things is what you're kind of talking about in your wellness retreat, and how you can kind of take back. One thing I've also realized is you talk about being in the moment. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't have all the story and our mind is making judgments based on what we think when the story may be different for the patient. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we need to realize, that we shouldn't jump to conclusions right away, because that creates emotion in us and then it gets more stressful, rather than trying to understand maybe where the patient or the parent is coming from. We also rank the parents too, if they're more difficult. So we know that we don't want to schedule those parents all coming to the office at once.
I think that's a great idea.
There's some common questions about the retreat I saw on your website. What are kind of some of the most common things that you're asked about the retreat as we kind of wrap up here, that someone who's interested in actually going on to Jamaica? Beautiful country, I will say. You'll have beautiful weather, and I think you're in March, right?
Yes, March 7th through the 10th.
And a great group of, you know, like-minded people.
Yes, for sure. Some common questions. One of them is, honestly, I don't blame people for asking, because you're going on a retreat with people you don't know. One of the most common questions I've had as of recent is, who do I share a room with, or do I have to share a bed with somebody? And I always laugh and say, absolutely not. So the retreat is small enough so that I'm doing single occupancy rooms. So you have your space. Of course, we share the common areas. It's in a villa, and it's on my website. The website is Rejuve Retreats, Rejuv. I'm sure you'll put the show notes in, but rejuveretreats.com, and you'll see the villa on there in a single occupancy. So you have your own bathroom. You just have your own space. And I am very aware that COVID is still a thing. So the distance is still respected. Another question, Dr. Jared, is, how do I get to and from, or what do I pay for? And it is, I wanted to cater it so it's an all-inclusive experience except your flight. So it's like it's paying for your flight and booking an all-inclusive resort, in essence, except it's a villa. So your airport transportation, the food, we're having a chef at the villa. The meals will be healthy. And once you book, I will take into account your dietary needs or restrictions. Like I have one, I don't eat pork. So I want people to respect my needs, and I don't want to eat crackers all day. So I try to respect others as well. I try to accommodate that. What is another question? A big one is the spiritual aspect. Like if I'm not Christian, or if I'm like, will you respect my beliefs? So I will say this, most of the attendees are Christian, but they're very open. The group of people I travel with are very open-minded, and we're respecters. We love from our heart. We love people. We see people first. I have a theory that people want to be seen, heard, and understood. And that we've created a space where people can do that. They can show up as themselves and be seen, be heard, be understood. And we just want to help each other grow and learn and be the best versions of ourselves.
Sounds like you've got an amazing thing going here. And I'll just say your Jamaican food is great. I went there in dental school on a mission trip, and I really enjoyed my experience there, and hopefully I can get the Christian Dental Society on to come and talk about that. But ultimately, if someone's interested in this, I know you only have, like, I think 6 spots left, maybe. So we're running out of time. And I'll also say that check right now with your CPA and see what you're going to pay in tax, because this would be a great business expense if you're a practice owner wanting to go on a trip next year that you can pay for this year and reduce your tax liability and just rejuvenate and have a great time, a break. We only take some breaks, get to see a beautiful country and work on yourself. It all sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah. Preventing burnout or working through it if you're starting to experience it is never a bad idea.
I like what you said there, because it's not about when you get there. That's too late to work on it. It's got to be something, even if you are feeling well, it's something you have to keep up on. It's just like any other part of your body. Your brain is just like your teeth, brushing twice a day and that's eating healthy, and not, you know, that is what we tell our patients, but we also got to do that for all the other parts of our body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You said if anyone was interested, how do they find me? Well, I have the retreat listed at the top of my Instagram page. And that's Tiny Tooth, like your front tooth doc, Tiny Tooth Doc on Instagram and on Facebook. Or you can just go straight over to the website, rejuveretreats.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. Also email TrudyFraserDDS@gmail.com. Is a great way to reach me too, Jared.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come on and talk about this. I think this topic is important. And I really also want to thank you for all the work that you are doing for women that are, you know, attending your courses. And if anything, if you're not going to the course, just follow her on Instagram, take her Viva Learning course. Great speaker, and I'm just so glad you came on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to Pediatric Dentistry from A to T. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a future episode. For more information or to connect with Dr. Johnson, visit us online at www.pediatricdentalce.com. For more tips and tricks, follow Pediatric Dental Seminars on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.